But you and like, I could never get anything together. So, therefore, yeah.
Well, I'm not that old.
Let's go ahead and get this public hearing started. All of the numerous folks in the audience today, you have 3 minutes per person. And this is not necessarily a debate, but you are welcome to voice your opinion on the notice of public hearing on proposed increase in sewer rates and charges for the city of Winchester, Indiana. I'll open the floor at this time.
Hear nobody here. Can I speak?
Absolutely.
I was talking with you earlier that I've never been opposed to this improving the sewage plant. My only objection was the way we were funding it. But then I talked with Chris, and he told me about all the stuff they got to do, but the excess they got, and they had to make $203,000 extra last year. They haven't spent it yet, so I was just, I didn't know. All I seen was the $1.6 million. I did not know at that time that he says there are projects he's got to do that's going to take the whole $1.6 million, I guess. So I never have been against actually doing the sewage. I just was against the way we funded it.
Sure.
Since he told me that, I'm on board now. We've got to do it that way. Okay, I'm done. I'll feel better.
No, that's good.
Well, I just talked to Dave Puck. He lives in farmland. His trash and sewage bill this month was $163.
For one resident?
For one resident.
Well, that's water, too.
Oh.
Yeah, that's
they,
water.
They have water. You just want to make sure they're water.
Yeah.
Well,
it's still.
That's still about 40 or higher, exactly.
Yeah. It's about 30 higher in here, I think. Well, there being no other persons here, or anyone else who wishes to speak, entertain a motion to close this public hearing.
Make a motion that this meeting be adjourned.
Second. It's been motion and second to adjourn this public hearing. All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Meeting adjourned.
That was pretty simple.
Should we, since it was advertised, should we go ahead and open it and then you can immediately motion for adjournment if that's what you wish? But
yeah,
I think we should at least open the special city council meeting of September 12, 2016. Tom, do you want to do the honors?
Sure. I'm going to be the moderator. I'm Tom Sells, for the record. Since this will be a regular council meeting, I ask that we have folks state that who are here of council. Went blank all of a sudden.
Roll calls.
Roll call. Thank you.
Okay. District 1, Councilor Mo Livingston.
Here.
District 2, Councilor Tom Sells.
Here.
District 3, Councilor Dave Furby.
Here.
District 4, Councilor Lisa Friend. Absent. At large, Councilor Missy Williams.
Here.
We had a public meeting just prior to this meeting on a proposal to increase the sewer rates for the city of Winchester. This rate would be implemented over a 3-year period. There was no one here either for or against that rate increase. Are there any questions from the council?
This will take effect starting January 1st, right?
That's correct.
Okay. Does that work for you then?
Yes, thank you.
It originally had been proposed that it would take effect with the increase in October, but that had been changed to January 1st of 2017.
January billing.
January what?
The January billing.
Okay, that sounds better. Yes. January billing. Thank you. Are there any public concerns? Hearing none, I make a motion that...
May I ask a question?
Yes, sir, Bill.
With the January, does that mean the December, in January, you're billed for what?
in January the 1st.
If it passes third reading.
If it passes at the third reading on September the 19th, then the proposed rate increase charge would be effective January billing. And the rate, do you want to know like the, what's proposed?
No, I just need the...
Are they going to see it in the December bill or January bill? I think he wants to...
Yeah.
January bill.
Okay, that's what I thought.
January bill. Our bills are current.
Okay, that was my question.
It'll be $1.50. It'll be $1.50 extra.
Yep. Oh, no, I didn't see that.
This is a new, do you have an extra one of those?
Some of that includes a rate increase for the trash pickup, correct?
The buck 50 goes in.
Yeah.
This is sewer. We're talking the sewer.
Sewer will go from $34 to $35.50 in 2017. 2018, it'll go up another buck 50 to $37.
Okay.
2019, it'll bump a buck 75 to $38.75. That's just for sewage. The trash is extra.
That's just for a single rate.
Right.
Okay.
All right. Thank you for the clarification. Anyone else? Chris, any comments here? We got you here?
No, I mean, I got multiple, a list of several different projects like Mo said we talked about.
Sure.
I mean, you know, one of the things, you know, that I don't think he was aware, I don't know if you guys are aware, you know, the Gaslight Edition area, you know, when that was built, that sewer is horrible. To put it the nice way, we just replaced the section there to basically take care of that area up through the Willard area. Off of projects we've done in the past, you know, I've come up with a cost estimate of close to $1.6 million.
Wow.
That's just in that section of town alone. That's not counting everywhere else, that's not counting any plant projects, you know, on top of it. That's just that area. You know, plus, you know, things we've taken out of, you know, this project, like a flow meter. I got... You know, we got basically the Willard sewers, you know, rebuilding our clarifier troughs and weirs. You know, I think when you guys out there, just the, not the drive unit itself, but just the troughs and weirs around that, you know, you're looking at... You know, that, you're looking at $58,000 each for that. There's six of those out there. You know, we're having issues with our non-potable pumping, which runs our chlorine water. We're going to have to look at doing something with that here in the near future. We have to address a building to put our chemical in for our phosphorus removal. I mean, there's, I can just go right, you know, right on down the line. You know, it never ends. You know, we're in good shape. It might sound like the world's coming to an end, but, you know, it just never ends. We have an aging infrastructure here. And, you know, a plant that's 30 plus years old, and if we don't stay on top of it, we're going to be paying the $78 a month when we try to do it all at once, as opposed to let's fight it away. And that's where I came up with, you know, yeah, we have cash on hand, yeah, I have that, but we can use that cash on hand, pay cash for these projects, hopefully avoid some engineering costs and avoid some extra costs by taking care of ourselves.
Yeah, such as interest and so forth.
Right, so, I mean...
And there were about, what, 8 or 10 items that's really needed at that plant? But we said, what are the two most priority things?
Right.
And we were responsible in how we went about borrowing the money through the state revolving loan fund. Vicki, how much do you project we would save through that, the state revolving loan fund? For the sewer wastewater treatment plant upgrades, rather than bonding it out, what was it, $200,000 in interest?
Yeah, something like that.
So, you know, we have really been good, in my opinion, we've really been good stewards of our money, but at the same time, we have to continuously think about 20, 30, 40, 50 years down the road for the next generations who want to live here and have adequate utilities.
Well, Marion, if I can, and I brought this, you know, this was a capital improvement plan that was done in 2011. You know, I believe in these things. We've completed everything. Once we get the drying beds and the generator in, you know, we've completed everything in this but the one project. You know, that's where we sit down and come together with the next phase of this to keep us, to me, to keep us on track, to understand our expenses of what are coming, you know what I mean? The plan, instead of just trying to fly by the seat of our pants.
Yeah,
I think that's what gets you.
Yeah.
That's what gets you in trouble.
It does.
So, you know, this was the plan one. I think we sit down and it's something once we get moving on this project, okay, what's next? Let's come up with the next 5, 6, 7 items, estimated cost, and start chipping away, you know, as the money becomes available instead of just going out, going crazy.
Is that what you do now? As the money comes available, you chip away at whatever you're going with, or you just...
Yeah, I mean, and that's what we've done here.
I know it's last year you didn't spend the money.
Well, and one of the reasons, you know, and I wish I'd been thinking when we talked, one of the reasons I kind of held back was because I didn't know what path we were going to take
for this
project. So if I'd have went, you know, crazy and started, you know, tackling things, and then, you know, we decided we were going to go this way and pay money, yeah, well, I spent the money. You know what I mean? Instead of, okay, now we know what path. As soon as I was comfortable in the path we was taking, we jumped right down the gas line and replaced that section of sewer that was causing a basement and different problems in that area. I've got a quote for another section of that to start chipping away at that. Now I know what path we're heading. I didn't want to go head down the wrong path.
Am I correct? I think I am. In that, on this, these are current rates of these other cities. These will be going up also.
Right.
Some of them, because
for some of them.
Yeah, because some of them have the same. Everybody has the same issues that they have to make some improvements on.
All over Indiana.
Yeah.
You're dealing with aging infrastructure. Yeah. You're dealing with long-term control plans with EPA. Sewer rates are going up.
Yeah.
And normally, when you do your project, you leapfrog, jump over other communities, and then when they do their project. You're not jumping over anyone in your new project. And I think that is a testament to the fact that you haven't keeping up with your infrastructure over time. And maybe your rates are at a level where they should be, where you look at other lower rates and they should have increased them so they could keep up with their capital improvements over time. But that will save you money over time to your rate.
Anyone else? Hearing no further comments, I would entertain a motion to adjourn.
I'm gonna bring up one thing.
Yes, go ahead.
I was totally at fault last Monday, I guess, when we met on the longevity pay, and I would like to put it on the table that we revisit that incomplete. I thought I read there was a cap of longevity.
Yes.
But what we got from Vicki,
30 years.
Wasn't
30 years. It's already in the existing ordinance.
Okay, I still want to make a motion that we revisit that. I didn't understand.
So
everything.
The way you have it right now is if you take, it's pretty easy to multiply
she's
it 200 out. Times 30 years. Is how much the total? $6,000. So if somebody's here 30 years or more, they cap out at $6,000. That's the way it is right now.
Yeah.
As you
right.
did last meeting. That's what it is. You can't make any more than $6,000 on longevity.
We're all under the impression that it kept up 20 years.
That's what I thought. I don't know why I thought that, but I thought it was at 20 years. And it's $6,000, and it's my fault. And I'll take full blame with the employees who it's been told they were told what they were gonna get last week. First of all, it was discussed, we okayed it, but we didn't put it in stone that that's what we were going to do. But I will take the full blame on bringing that up and not understanding what I was putting on the table. That's a $3 an hour raise for an employee, and we were dickering over 75 cents. And so
well,
I just want to table it and everybody study it and come back and think. I mean, I don't think we can sustain that over the years.
Let's look at the number, the difference. Okay,
for what it is now, capped at 30, and if it were capped at 20. How much are we going to be spending extra if we cap it at 30 rather than at 20? That's the number I'm interested in.
You're talking about the $200 plan she's talking
yes.
about? I don't figure that. If we just went to $200 for this year alone, instead of $61,500, it'd be $51,000. It's $10,000 difference.
Okay, but that's not what I'm, I don't think that's what I'm asking.
Okay.
Well, I think what I'm asking is, if you cap it at 20 years rather than 30 years at $200 a year, what's the total savings? That's what it is?
Mm-hmm.
So you're talking about what's the total number? What's the total number then, though?
If you cap it at 4,000 instead of $61,500, which is the figure Vicki gave me, it's $51,500. You got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. You got 9 employees that make over 4,000.
Okay.
Two of them make six. Three of them make six. The rest of them are like 4,400, maybe 200.
What's the difference? I mean, what's the actual number difference? I just want to know.
$10,000.
Oh, $10,000? Yeah. Okay.
$10,000.
Okay, that's what I want to know.
Vicki, wasn't the sheet that you emailed all of us in to say $71,000 total?
That's
total.
That's on top of what they're paying
yeah,
now.
Yeah, I got it.
Right. They pay $14,000
right. extra outlay.
I got it. I'll show you.
$71,000
extra.
Well, it included, to begin with, we budgeted for the 40 a year, we budgeted $17,000. Then when you take that 61 at 61,000, which that would be the difference of this, plus then the 17 that was already budgeted. So the whole total is 79.
75,
right.
75.
Right. Yeah, I've got it. Sorry.
That's all right. She understands that.
And the other, I understand that. And okay. the other thing.
I'm talking about since they're already getting that,
yeah.
the only difference between what we talked
right.
about and what would actually happen.
The other thing that happens in that proposal that I gave no consideration to was that there could be department heads who have employees under their subordinate care that are going to suddenly make more than
well,
they
you,
are.
You already have that in part department.
Yeah, but it's going to.
How was this meeting advertised?
Mm-hmm.
Was this meeting advertised only to talk about the supervisor?
It was the advertisement was it was a special meeting.
Okay, that's it. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Just want to make sure we didn't say
yes.
And then you're now changing yeah. people's.
Excuse me, guys. Sorry.
That's the same thing you give me, right?
Yeah, it's just
okay.
a little bit.
Yeah.
I thought it might be a little easier if
okay.
I highlighted those there. But you are exactly right what you just said, Mom. Exactly.
Figures don't lie.
Nope, they don't.
You're right. But Mo, what I'm saying is, I was negligent, and that is a $61,500 increase
for our budget. Right?
For our budget.
Yep.
I think I was irresponsible.
But again, as you remember, if you can't be lowered to four, that's $51,000. So
right.
it's going to be either 51 or 61, so it's only $10,000. I say only $10,000, but
yeah.
we're talking about 1.7 million.
Yeah,
we
just got
a lot of money.
It's a lot of money.
Little somewhere.
The hit on the backslide budget, because my department would, in a sense, be pulled out, right, Vic?
Yes. Yes.
Of that. I mean, you still have the overall number, but your backslide hit our department would like
yours is on user fees.
You'd be the only
right.
one.
Right, but I'm just saying, you know, I know we're kind of aging out there, put it nicely.
So that's, but we can't, I mean, do you want to just, are you trying to say just leave it at 200 for 20 years?
I just want to think about it and talk about it for next meeting. I think as
okay.
much as I would like to give people more, I think to give people a $6,000 bonus in longevity, I think the community is going to be up in arms. I've heard from some already.
Yeah, actually, I do too.
Yeah, I've heard.
So does that include in the budget process and all that stuff, this money here that we're talking about now? Do
well,
to be budgeted?
What I went in heavy at 100 for each of the longevity. No, it is not. And what would happen would either do additional appropriation or, but what is advertised right now was not figured in at 200. No, it was not. It was figured in at 100.
Mm-hmm.
I padded it, so to speak. You always go in high. Doesn't mean we have to spend that. You know, a budget is just a tool. Revenue decides. You want the speech? Revenue determines whether or not we do any of this.
Yes. Budget's just a tool.
And it's probably irresponsible about doing that.
But your capital is $4,000.
I don't know what I'm capital was. I've got it.
Wish it was at the next meeting.
Put that on the agenda for the next meeting.
The salary ordinance has to be passed by November 1st.
Right. So we got a little bit of time.
We have plenty of time.
Okay. All right, I'll entertain that again for a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Any second?
Second.
Okay, moved and seconded, all in favor?
Aye.
Motion approved and we are adjourned. Thanks for coming.
Sure.
Appreciate it.
Again.
Well, that's good, I guess.
He didn't get to talk. Did he want to talk or something?
You know what?
He was here to for support. He's a moral support man.
He didn't either. She didn't say a word.
Yeah, she gave us some paper.
A woman that did it on that case.
Well, I'll hear the rest of it.
Now he's not being careful.
Thanks for coming.
Thank you.
Be safe. We'll see you guys. Good night. What? Uncle. They, you don't remember them? Maybe you weren't here when they presented.